welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Before we get started, I want to say the program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. I want to thank Christy so much for sending along a one-time donation, which you can do at support.greatdetectives.net. You can also become an ongoing supporter of the show at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of The Lineup. The last of these newly cataloged episodes, the original air date on this one is May the 20th, 1952. And the title is Wacky Williams, Wooftop Wrangle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now by transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before you the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, hello, Asher.
Visiting?
Yeah. Anything interesting?
Oh, not much. Robbery, assault, nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I'll stick around for a while.
See you later.
Uh-huh.
May I have your attention, please? You people on the other side of the wire, yeah, in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Cogger, Sergeant Pete Cogger. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among them. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get the natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. All right, bring on the line. Okay, keep it moving. Right over here, the end of stage. Come on, move it. Turn her face front, hands at your side. Okay, now when I call your number, step out and speak up so everyone can hear you. Number one, James Philman, robbery. Where do you live, Jim?
3829 South Anchor.
That's on the south side, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a house?
It's a hotel.
How long you live there, Jim?
How long? I guess maybe about a year, maybe. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was about a year.
Where'd you live before that? You remember?
Yeah, but I can't think of the name of the place.
Seaside Hotel?
Yeah, that was the name.
That's on the south side, too, isn't it?
Yes, in Washington, near Belmont, I think, down near the river.
Were you arrested with anyone, Jim?
Yeah, two guys.
What two guys? What are their names?
Bob and something. I didn't know the other guy.
Bob Myers?
Yeah.
Number 10.
Yeah, he's in the line. Other guy is two.
Point him out.
Bob?
The other guy.
Sure. Him, number 7.
8.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to count myself.
Number 8, Stanley Quigg.
I just didn't remember it.
Okay, face front. You have any weapons on you, Jim?
Yeah, a gun.
What kind of a gun? Describe it.
38.
Any other weapons?
Not on me. Just a 38.
How about the other two boys?
Oh, yeah, sure. They both had a gun. I think maybe Bob had two.
Bob had two guns?
He did when we left. He said he liked to carry two guns. Some guys are funny.
You have a car?
On the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of a car? Describe it.
Some kind of a sedan, big one. Think it was a Buick. Pretty good car.
What color was it?
Dark. I don't know exactly.
You don't remember much about it at all, do you, Jim?
I was pretty busy, Sergeant. I'm sorry if I didn't stop to remember what color the car was we swiped.
Okay, step back, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Number 2, Arthur Davis, assault. Step out, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
On Sherbourne, 8865 West Sherbourne.
What's your business?
I'm a physical culture instructor.
You're working at it?
Sure, I've got my own gym.
What do you do, exactly?
Get people in shape. You know, lose weight, get a good build. I got the best gym in the city.
You're a pretty big boy.
2:30.
Now, you can let the air out.
Huh?
Relax.
I am relaxed.
What'd you hit the man with?
My fist.
Why'd you hit him?
He got nasty.
He was one of the customers in your gym, wasn't he?
No.
He was in your gym.
Yeah, but he wasn't a customer. He just came up to find out about the place. He was thinking about working out.
Did you know him?
No, never saw him before.
Ben.
Oh, yeah,
you,
Clyde.
Can I see it?
Say, sure. Nasty, huh?
Yeah.
Get a load of the muscle man.
Yeah,
the
big boy.
2:30.
Marks about,
Now, what's up?
Just got a call from a woman. Waitress working in a bar on Lincoln. Said there was a guy in the bar with a gun.
What do you mean, a holder?
No, this guy's just sitting in the bar with a gun.
Just sitting?
According to the waitress. Says he just went nuts and pulled a gun. Won't let anybody in or out.
We better get over.
Yeah, waitress said she thinks the guy's liable to kill somebody. Rivoli, this is it.
Uh-huh. Some guy trying to get in the door.
What's the matter with this crazy Harry? Hey!
Something wrong?
Yeah, the door's locked. I can't even stand it. All the lights are on and everything.
Well, let me try it.
Yeah, it's locked, all right. I don't get it.
Come to this bar much?
Oh, sure. I just live around the corner there. Maybe Tim don't know it's locked.
He knows it.
Huh?
You know the place very well?
Oh, yeah. Hey, who are you guys?
Police. Is there another way in?
Cops. What's wrong in there?
And we're not sure yet. Is there a back door?
Well, I don't know about a back door. I guess it must be, but I've never used it.
Who's Tim?
Yeah, Tim?
You said maybe Tim doesn't
know. Oh, Tim's the guy who runs the place. He's a bartender.
Come on, Quine. Let's see if there's a back door.
Now, there's a window.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, men's room. It's down the alley.
Thanks. Ben.
Yeah?
If there's a guy in there with a gun, how'd the waitress phone out? He wouldn't let her, would he?
I wouldn't think so. Yeah, a couple of windows.
Second story. That guy was a big help. Hey, here's the door.
And that window's not too high. If you give me a boost.
Let's try it.
Make it.
Yeah.
Hey. Are you the police?
Yeah. Who are you?
Oh, I'm the girl who called you.
Ben.
All right. Can you grab my hand?
I think so. Who's she?
Girl who called.
I've been hiding in here. I locked the door.
How'd you phone?
Well, there's a phone in the hall. I was in the hall when the guy pulled a gun and started yelling.
Where's he now?
Well, I guess he's still in there. I don't know. I haven't been out of here. I was just going back in the bar when this guy started yelling.
Yelling?
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying. He was just yelling crazy-like. I looked through the curtains, and there he was, standing by the bar and waving his arms and yelling. He's nuts.
Well, the front door's locked.
Yeah, he did that. That's when I went to the phone and called you and came in here and locked the door. Tim went around the bar to shut him up, and that's when he pulled the gun and told everybody not to move or he'd start shooting. I've never seen anything like it.
Didn't he see you?
I was in the hall looking through the curtains. When he pulled that gun, I ducked and went right to the phone. Couldn't you hear him yelling when I was talking to you on the phone?
We didn't take the call.
He stopped before I got in here. I'm scared. I think that guy's going to shoot somebody.
Well, you'll be all right in here until we get him.
Yeah, I was going to climb out of the window, but I thought I might break my leg.
You'll be all right in here. Come on, Quine.
How are you going to get into the bar?
Just walk in, I guess.
But he'll shoot you.
Well, we'll be careful. Okay, now, lock the door again.
Yeah, I sure will.
If we want back in, my name's Guthrie, this is Quine.
Guthrie and Quine.
Now, don't open it for anybody else.
I sure won't. Watch yourself, fellas.
I don't hear anything now.
Oh. Good thing there's not too much light. Bar must be on the other side of those curtains.
See him?
Yeah. He's sitting on a bar stool by the front door. He's got a gun, all right.
Can we get him from here?
The room's full of people. If we missed it, wouldn't be nice.
Can we just walk in?
Well, two of us might scare him. One of us might get away with it.
What if he doesn't go for it?
I don't know. I'll go in and you stay by the curtains.
Okay.
Hey!
Huh? What?
Who are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Who are you? What are you doing in here?
Well, what are you talking about? I've been in here.
Who do you think you're kidding?
Well, I've been in the men's room. I was sitting right over there at the bar.
Don't move!
Hey, what's the idea of the gun?
Don't move or I'll kill you. I got six shots and I'll shoot six people.
Well, now, look, I don't want to cause any trouble.
You weren't in this bar before.
Well, I was, but I'll be glad to leave if you want me to.
Stay right there.
But this a holdup or something?
No, this isn't a holdup or something. Who are you?
Well, my name's Guthrie, Ben Guthrie. Now, I don't want to cause any trouble, mister.
Now sit down and shut up.
All right, all right.
Shut up!
Honey.
Every one of you better be quiet from now on. I don't want any more crying like that.
Is it all right if I have a drink?
Go ahead.
Can I serve him?
If he wants a drink, go ahead. Expect him to get it himself? Dumb bartender.
What'll it be?
Serve him.
Okay, I am. I'll have the same to him. Huh? The same.
He was here before, wasn't he, bartender?
Yeah, sure he was.
Then give him the same, you stupid bartender. Don't reach in your pocket.
Well, I was just going to pay him.
You don't have to pay him. Drink your drink. Maybe your last one. Drink it.
Okay. Who are you? Police.
Stop that talking.
Well, I was just saying...
I don't care what you were saying. Now, you listen to me, every one of you. I don't want anybody talking unless I can hear him. I don't want anybody talking at all unless I say so. First person that talks again unless I say so, I shoot him. I don't think you were in this bar before.
Me?
Shut up! I don't think you were in this bar before. Were you? Answer me!
Well, sure I was. Wasn't I, Tim?
Sure he was.
Oh, I'll ask the questions. Who are you?
Well, I told you.
No, you didn't. Who are you?
My name is Ben Guthrie.
What do you do?
I'm a fisherman.
I don't think so.
Well, I show you my commercial fishing license.
I don't want to see it. You know who I think you are?
No.
I think maybe you're a policeman. I think you came in here to stop me, but you haven't got a chance.
Well, I'm not a policeman.
You came here to stop me, and I'm going to kill you.
No.
Shut up! Hear me? You're a policeman, aren't you?
No, but I'm going to get out of here.
Sit down.
He's not a policeman. I know him.
You shut up, you stupid bartender.
I'm going to walk right out that door.
Try it. Go ahead and try it. I'll kill you before you open the door.
You kill me and you'll hang for it.
Go on, just try to go to that door. I'll shoot you and then that stupid bartender and then a few more people.
You'll hang if you do.
Just me. I'll kill 6 people and I'll hang just me. You know anybody else who'd have that much guts? You think I'm afraid?
Robert!
I got the gun.
Hold it now. Hold it, everybody. Hold it down. Take it easy. It's all right.
It's okay, folks. Take it easy.
All right now.
It's okay, honey. It's okay.
Well, you had me worried.
Well, if I hadn't walked for that door, he wouldn't have put us back to you. Thanks for the help, Tim.
Sure. I need a drink. It's okay, folks.
It's okay now. It's okay.
How is he?
Coming around. Whatever made you tell him you were a fisherman?
I don't know. I guess when he pointed that gun at me, I thought, where would I like to be right now? I thought about fishing.
Well, I guess that's as good as anything.
This is Alfred Hotchkiss speaking. About 8 centuries ago, when armies of crusaders were clanking their way to the east, they took pains to avoid one particular sheikh. He was popularly known as the Old Man of the Mountains. This sheikh and his fanatical followers made a practice of slaughtering any crusader within reach. To work themselves into a proper frenzy for their efforts, these forerunners of murder incorporated chewed an eastern variety of hemp known as hashish. The intoxicating effect of the hemp made the sheikh's followers almost irresistible fighters. For obvious reasons, these warriors were called hashashin, that is, hashish eaters. The Indian word hashashin entered medieval Latin as assassinus, and later, of course, became our word assassin. The murderous implications remain the same through the years. The frenzy of the hashish eaters is found in an assassin.
Ben. Where are you going?
Ah, hi, Pete. Gone up the police warrant.
I just heard about it. You had quite an evening.
Third floor, please. Yeah, we had quite a time.
Guy's crazy, huh?
He sure went off his nut in that bar.
Who is he?
Name's Charles Williams, according to the identification in his wallet. Lives at 107th Street. After we took him, he shut up like a clam.
Where's Quine?
Went over to Williams' house to see what he could find out. Doc.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Doc.
I'm a little tired.
How's Williams?
I got him in B under restraint.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Well, but I think he could be. He won't talk to anybody. I've called him the psychiatrist. With what I know, I'd say the man's a definite paranoid.
Pete, call and see if Quine's back. If he is, tell him to meet us over here. I want all the information he might have gotten.
Right. Williams definitely isn't all there.
Well, you should have seen him in the bar.
He pulled a gun?
Yeah.
Here we are. I don't know whether he'll talk to you or not. Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams?
I'd like to talk to you, Mr. Williams.
We don't want to keep you strapped down like this, Mr. Williams, but unless you talk to us, we have to.
Nothing's going to happen to you, Mr. Williams. I'd just like to ask you a few questions.
I don't think he's going to say anything.
Mr. Williams, we'd like to be able to notify your family that you're here.
Mr. Williams, try and understand.
Well, Ben.
Okay.
Ben.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Small talk to Quine. Quine's over at Williams' apartment.
And what's happened?
Quine says Williams has got a brother. He started to bring him down here, and the brother pulled a gun.
What?
He made Quine call and say if we didn't let his brother loose, he'd kill Quine.
Oh, there's Small.
Get Quine up on the roof.
The roof?
When Ash and I got here, we went right up to the room. Couldn't find him, and nobody in the building saw them come out. We searched the whole place and found them up on the roof. We got Quine lying on his face, and he's sitting behind a ventilator right on the ledge.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah. He swears he'll shoot Quine and then jump if we don't get his brother over here. Ash is up there now trying to talk him out of it.
What good's it going to do him if we do bring his brother over here and he lets Quine go?
We can't turn his brother loose anyway.
But if we can get Quine out...
We can't bet on that. And by law, his brother's in our protection. Brother has to give his consent before we can move him.
Well, he'd certainly do that if he thinks he's getting out for good.
Well, he can't even talk at this point. What's the other brother's name, Small?
John.
All right, let's go up.
You have to walk up one flight.
All right. You get everybody out of the building?
Yeah.
You think this guy's serious?
I don't know. He sure acts like he is. Down there, behind that vent to the left of Asher.
I wave Asher over here. And where's Quine?
You can't see him from here. He's around the corner of that wall.
Uh-huh.
Williams won't even talk to me now.
Quine all right, Asher?
Yeah. There's just some way we could get a shot at him.
How about from another roof?
Don't think he could spot him. He's wedged between that big vent and the wall. Maybe if you talk to him, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, there's Quine.
John?
Yeah?
Dan Guthrie's here.
Has he got my brother?
No.
Better get him. I'll give you another half hour.
Ben.
You shut up.
Don't listen to him, Ben.
I told you to shut up.
Relax, Quine. It'll be okay.
It won't be if you don't get my brother up here. I'll give you half an hour, and then I'm going to shoot Quine and jump.
John.
Yeah?
I can't get your brother.
You better.
I can't get him because he's too sick.
Who are you trying to kid?
He's in the hospital, right?
You got a half hour. If they don't have Charles up here by then, I'm going to shoot Quine in the head.
Ben.
You keep your mouth shut. Now, you better go get Charles, Lieutenant.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Can't get at him from here.
How about a guy coming up from that side of the roof? If someone stood here and kept his attention...
How do you get up that side of the building? No fire escape, no nothing?
10 feet from the top floor to the roof.
Call the fire department. They'll figure out something.
You better get him, Lieutenant. You got 25 minutes.
Get going, Small.
Right.
What if the fire department doesn't do us any good?
We'll get the brother over here. We may be breaking a few rules.
Those rules.
But I'm not going to take a chance with Quine.
Why don't you give this thing up?
Get the brother, Asher.
Right.
Throw out your gun. You won't get away with it.
You just keep lying right there. Move an inch and I'll kill you.
John.
Yeah?
We're bringing your brother over here.
You better hurry.
I'm going to see how close I can.
Come on, John.
Watch yourself.
You'll never get away with it.
I am getting away with it. That's far enough, Lieutenant.
Well, I want to talk to you.
Go ahead right from there.
Well, now, look.
What good's it gonna do to get your brother up here?
I said don't come any closer.
Listen to what he says, John.
You'll never get off this roof.
Ben.
I'm okay.
Next time I'll hit you. Now turn around and get back. I mean it.
Now listen, John.
No more talk. Turn around and walk back. Get my brother up here. I'll do just what I said I'd do. You got 20 minutes.
What's going on, Ben?
Hello, Doc. William's brother has Quine on the roof. Says he'll kill him if we don't let his brother loose.
Well, I won't be responsible. He's gotten violent. I've got him in a jacket. Well,
I just want to get him up on that roof.
On the roof? Oh, Ben, I tell you, Williams is in bad shape. What are we going
to
do?
It has to be done, Doc. It'll be tough, but that's what we're here for.
Okay, Ben. What's your plan?
Chief Parkinson has rigged one of his ladders on the side away from Williams. Asher here will go with one of Parkinson's men and come on Williams from the offside while we try to keep him occupied with his brother. You set, Asher?
Yeah, Ben.
Okay. Now, look, give us 5 minutes and then start up. I'll try to keep him talking. Don't kill him unless you have to.
All right.
Okay, Doc, let's get Williams out of the ambulance.
All right. Open it up, boys.
Pete and I will carry him. Right. There we go.
I've given him sedation. He's out, but I don't know for how long. He's liable to start raising a fuss. That's good, boys.
All right, grab an MP. All
right.
You want me up there?
Yeah, but don't come out on the roof until I call you. Might be some trouble.
I hope this'll be all right.
Yeah, so do
I. It sure sounds crazy.
Well, you hear that guy on the roof. Okay.
Yep. How much time we got?
Not too much.
Asher should be starting up about now.
I'd hate to climb up that ladder.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Yeah. It's coming out of it. All right, get the door.
How long do you think it'll take, Asher?
I don't know. That's a long climb. Okay. Set him down.
Asher.
Hello, Charlie. He's not around yet. John?
Yeah?
Here's your brother.
You got him?
Right here.
Charles!
He can't talk to you.
What do you mean he can't talk? Charles!
I told you, he's sick. He can't
talk. What did you do to him?
We didn't do it.
Charles! Charles!
He's on a stretcher. I told you, he's in the hospital.
What's wrong with him? What did you do?
We didn't do a thing. He's very sick.
Bring him over here. Bring him closer.
Okay, let's go, Pete. You stay here, Smith.
Bring him over and leave him so I can see. Come on.
All right. We're coming.
That's fine enough. Put him down. Charles. I can't see him. Go on, get back. Get off the roof.
John, listen.
Go on. If you've done anything to him, I'll kill Quine. Go on, get up.
Your brother's...
Get off the roof.
There's Asher.
Charles. Charles, say something. Go on, you two. Get off the roof or I'll start shooting. Charles!
Robert! Holy cow, what a session.
Yeah, he's had it.
Couldn't help it. He started shooting.
Yeah, that's probably better.
I nearly swallowed my gum when I looked up and saw you stick your head over that roof. I thought I was losing my mind.
I'm beat. You ever climbed a ladder this high?
I don't think I'd like it.
Take my word for it. If you ever decide to leave the force, forget about being a fireman. That's a dangerous job.
The Lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie, is written by Blake Edwards with music by Eddie Dunstetter. The Lineup was transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.
Lineup has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site. We stream live OTR Westerns 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with putting out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. Well, an interesting episode. Certainly a great beginning. The middle part really did call to mind the Dragnet story, City Hall bombing, and of course the TV episode, the first Dragnet TV episode, The Human Bomb. Though a big twist on the ending with the hostage-taking brother dying. And in the earlier scene, I think the Guthrie's ruse going into the bar is very gutsy and well played by William Johnstone. Overall, I think that these newly cataloged episodes have been just marvelous. I don't think I've heard an episode yet that didn't enhance the standing of the lineup. I think that these have all been above average compared to the other episodes that were already in circulation. That is actually all for the lineup for now, unless some other lost episodes become available, and I wouldn't mind revisiting the series in that case. All right, one quick listener comment and feedback, and this one from Charlene, who says, the BBC does a show about a priest in Ireland. It's called Baldy. He is not Irish, and it is not Golden Age, but it is set in Ireland and might be of interest to your Irish pub owner. The problem, thanks so much for the suggestion, Charlene. The problem with a show like Baldy is that while it's set in Ireland, it is also under copyright to the BBC. It would be akin to performing an audio adaptation of A Study in Pink from Series 1 of Sherlock. When dealing with Golden Age material, there can be a lot of ambiguity about copyright that can give some wiggle room, but there's no ambiguity about the Baldy scripts. But thanks so much for the suggestion. All right, that'll do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Richard Diamond. And next Tuesday, we begin with the Private Files of Rex Saunders. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.